Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Professor Shoup, Kathy. Professor, I believe you're on the line. Good afternoon to you. And as always, thanks for being with us this afternoon.
Good afternoon, Kathy and Simon.
Hello. Hello.
So, Prof, we certainly did want to investigate this issue of the losing your olfactory senses once infected with COVID, but you indicated to me a moment ago that you very much want to quickly sort out the issue we were talking about yesterday.
All right. Can I just have 60 seconds for that?
You
can time me.
You can have 120. Yes.
Okay. First of all, isolation and quarantine. Isolation stands for I. I means for infection. Somebody who is infected, with those symptoms or not, I, isolation, 10 days. I is the ninth letter in the alphabet, 10, 9, more or less the same. Q is for quarantine, for query. If people are query, they're not sure if they're infected, they come into contact. So they want to see, are they infected or not? That is then the Q for quarantine, query, 14 days. So Q is 17th letter in the alphabet, more or less 14, okay. So I, isolation, 10 days. Q, quarantine, query, 4 days. 14
Prof, if you had said that yesterday, it would have been so clear. That is superb. What a brilliant explanation.
Okay. Thank you for thinking about it.
6 seconds.
Thank you very much for thinking about it for us. Okay, so a lot of people who have...
You want to talk about, I think you want to talk about dysgeusia, anosmia, and hyperosmia.
Yes, of course.
Correct.
I have no idea what those things are, but people losing their smell.
Yes. Okay. Losing the smell is called technically anosmia. You lose it. Hyperosmia, you lose some of it. And dysgeusia is loss of taste. In fact, the two often go together. You know, if you eat food, you enjoy food. It's primarily the smell that gives you enjoyment, and taste is secondary. So what happens, this has really now become one of the primary clinical signs and or symptoms of COVID-19 infection. A sudden onset of loss of smell and loss of taste. And, it's quite a worrying thing because, well, you know, it's quite soon because people worry about it because they can't taste their food anymore. And already there's anorexia or loss of appetite. So this compounds the anorexia. And the reason for it is that, I mentioned before the virus, the main area in the virus where an area of the body where the virus gets in is in the nose in the upper respiratory tract. Because the receptor sites, the binding sites for the virus, are very plentiful up there. So it gets into these cells, and also the olfactory cells, which are also in the nose, the cells where you smell with. And as it does so, it replicates in those cells and it damages the cells, and there's an inflammatory response, and the inflammatory response then damages those olfactory sensory neurons, which are situated in other words, little nerve cells, which pick up the sense of smell. And these get damaged, usually only temporarily. And when people recover, they usually recover the sense of smell and sense of taste. So the same thing with taste as well, but it's mainly involves smell. It may occur without any other symptoms. In fact, maybe the only symptom of COVID infection, but usually it occurs with some other symptoms. Seems to be a bit more common in younger patients. I don't know the reason for that. In some individuals, it may persist for a while, even after they recover. It may persist sometimes for months. And then the only treatment for that is actually what they call olfactory training, where you kind of give the individual various smells to train on, a wide variety of smells. And they gradually, because part of it actually is the psychological component, the kind of fear that they're going to permanently lose it. So you're going to give them a sort of a training that they can start picking up the more strong smells, and you gradually dilute it out, and then eventually they will recover from it.
Gosh, I cannot imagine. I mean, you know, the things that, the smells that we really appreciate, you know, those
right.
smells that we love, I mean, I can't imagine not smelling that.
What I actually wanted to ask the prof is that is losing a sense of smell, is this a quality of life issue? Does this affect people in any sort of major way?
Well, you know, some people actually are born without, so of course they obviously are accustomed to it, so it doesn't really affect them too much. But I think the sudden loss of smell, I think, does worry people. It is quite a worrying symptom. And there's obviously a lot of anxiety that goes with it. You must remember your enjoyment of food is primarily the smell of it. You might not be aware. You might think it's mainly taste, but it's actually smell. Smell is the main factor in enjoyment of food.
Yeah, I would agree. It's the reason I bake. It's not the reason, you know. I just want to make my neighbors jealous.
Even when you're eating food, you kind of think it's the taste, but it's really primarily smell. And you lose that, you don't enjoy your food anymore, unfortunately.
No, that is absolutely true. What's your favorite smell?
It's actually quite an odd thing with COVID. You know, sometimes with a bad cold or influenza or even allergic hay fever, one may lose a bit of taste or a taste or and smell as well. But that's usually temporary and it's not usually total, usually partial. And the one which one most enjoys because I think it goes together with good food. Oh, my wife's cooking especially.
Oh, really?
Oh, that was a very smart answer.
He just
Prof.
Scored big time.
Oh, she's a superb chef, I can tell you that. Absolutely superb.
That's wonderful. Professor Shoup, we're going to catch up with you again tomorrow. And tomorrow you also have your show at 10 o'clock in the morning,
yeah,
the new normal.
At 10 o'clock, yeah.
Laugh in the new normal.
Yeah, I'm interviewing a GP, a very prominent GP who's had a lot of experience with COVID, Dr. Mm-hmm. Daniel Israel.
Yes.
He'll be my guest tomorrow.
Incredible.
It should be very interesting. Yeah.
Always is. Always is. I think you're very interesting. Professor Shoup, thank you very, very much. That is where we leave it today. We'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Thank you.